Greetings, and welcome back to another and ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom, and we are now in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Chet Amud Bet, in the final of these three parts of the Sugya Mitzvah Tluyah Ba'aretz, picking up on the bright of Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, who said that Hashmataksim and Shiluach Havadim apply globally, even though they're mentioned after Kinsel Ha'aretz. So the same question that we asked at the end of the previous podcast about Hashmatak Safim is asked about Shiluach Havadim. Shiluach Havadim Chovat HaGufi, that's a personal obligation, so why would I think it only applies in Israel? Sagadai Tachamenu Hoyol Uchtiv Ukratim Dror Ba'aretz, you should declare liberty in the land. So it's a Ba'aretz in, B'chutz La'aretz Lo, maybe it only applies in the land. Tavadomar Yovel Hi, therefore at the end of the Pasuk it says, it is Yovel, Mikom Makom, it's always Yovel, it's Yovel everywhere. So why does it say Ba'aretz? Bizman Shadror Noheg Ba'aretz Noheg B'chutz La'aretz, only at a time when, just as we had with Rebbe with Shemitah, only at a time that the drawer, the freedom of Yovel, applies in Eretz Yisrael, applies in Chutz La'aretz, Ein Dror Noheg Ba'aretz, Ein Noheg B'chutz La'aretz. If it doesn't apply in Israel, it doesn't apply in Chutz La'aretz. Okay, Tanan Hatam, and this is going to take us back to our discussion about Chadash, Orla, and Kilayim. Chadash also min haTorah mikol makom. Orla halacha vaKilayim midivrei Sofrim. This is the end of Masechet Orla. Now, the earlier part of that Mishnah, which I have the entire piece up on top of the page underneath the Psukim, will be very instructive for us. The question is, what is Orla halacha? What does that mean? My halacha, and this is in Chutz La'aretz. My halacha, Yoram Shmuel hilchata medina, which means they accepted their own chumra in Chutz La'aretz to practice Orla. Ulam Rabbi Yochanan Lachal Moshe Sinai. He says, no, that's Lachal Moshe Sinai. So I'm like Ula Rav Yehuda. So Ula from Eretz Yisrael asked Rabbi Yehuda, in other words, Ula quoted Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda quoted Shmuel. He said, Bishla le didi, it works according to me, Damina Lachal Moshe, Damina Lachal Moshe Sinai. I understand. Hamishanalam bein Sofek Orla Sofek Ilaim. I understand why in the earlier part of that Mishnah, we distinguish between Sofek Orla and Sofek Ilaim, because Kilaim is Midurabanan. Orla is Halachal Moshe Sinai with its own contours. Now, in Sofek Orla Ba'aretz, what if you're not sure if something's Orla? In Eretz Yisrael, Asur. Isudaraita. Besuria mutar, if it's in Surya, which is an area we discussed in the beginning of Masechet Gittin as sort of questionably Eretz Yisrael, say Sadek Lakula. B'chutz La'aretz, you're right v'lokeach. You can actually go and buy it from the fellow. Eventually, you're in a locate. As long as you don't see him picking it, which means you can't really be sure it's Orla, you can take it. V'iluga, that's Orla. V'iluga be'kilayim t'nan. If you have a vineyard that's planted with vegetables, and it's right outside, they're selling vegetables, so we have reason to think that those vegetables are from there. Again, safek. You can yourself go and have the guy pick it, as long as you don't pick it. You can watch him pick it, which means that Kilayim and Orla dealt with differently. So according to me, who says Orla is halachal moshvi sinai, It's got its own rules. But if you say Orla Halacha means it's Midrabanan, then it should be the same as Kilayim. Elo Lididach, Nitni, Ozev Azeir Ed Velokeach, Ozev Azeir Ed Velokeit. They should have the same rule. So the answer is Hamarle Shmuel Ravanan. So Rav Yehuda says, Shmuel told his student, Tani, Ozev Azeir Ed Velokeach, Ozev Azeir Ed Velokeit. He told him, and the Mishnah should not read that, way, but rather should be consistent. And should be either, in either case, you can go and buy it directly from the guy, or you can actually go and watch the guy harvest it. You just can't harvest it yourself. All right, let's see how that plays out. Marbury Duravna Matni Le Lakula. He learned it as Shmuel directed, consistent. And Lakula, Zevazay, you're ready for locate. You're allowed to go down and have the guy pick it. You just cannot, harvest it yourself. I just look up Biyad. Amarle Levi l'Shmuel. So Levi then said to Shmuel, Aryoch, safak li va'ana echol. You give it to me and I'll eat it. In other words, by you giving it to me, the orla that you have, I won't really see that it's orla, and I'll eat it. Va'avyev rabba rav chanan safku sfuki v'hadari. They used to give it to each other. In other words, say, I have some stuff, it's orla, I'll give it to you. You don't see me harvesting it. And vice versa. And this is all in Bavel, of course. Amri Harifa de Pumadita, the son of Rachba and Pumadita, who were the sharp eyes of Pumadita, said, Ein Orla b'chutz la'aretz. So they came out with a blanket statement, there is no din of Orla b'chutz la'aretz. Shachar Rav Yehuda, the commander of Yochanan, so Rav Yehuda in Bavel sent a message to Rav Yochanan and said, what do you think about that? Shalach le stom sfeika, quiet the information about Sofik Orla, va'avad ure'ei, v'achrez al perotehan shetunim gniza, and announce, and by the way, the reason you have to do it is because they are being too lenient about Orla, v'achrez al perotehan shetunim gniza, and make an announcement about their perot that they need to be buried because they're usher. V'cholamor eina orla b'chutzar, and anybody who makes such a statement, lo yehelo nin v'nechad, he will not have a child, mashlich chevel b'goram b'gal Hashem. He will not have children or grandchildren that have any portion b'kal Hashem. In other words, they're saying a wrong thing. Nu v'inu k'man stavrua, so charui f'edepum badita, who are they relying on? Ki hadatanya Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi ben Durmaski, shamar mishum Rabbi Yossi Glili, shamar mishum Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, shamar mishum Rabbi Elazar HaGadol, goes back to Rabbi Eliezer of our Mishnah, same, in orla b'chutzlarts. Rabbi Eliezer said, in orla b'chutzlarts. So they're relying on that opinion. But in our Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar said afachadash, which means not only Orla and Kilayim, but also Chadash. The answer is Tani Chadash. In the other version of the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar says instead of Orla and Kilayim, he says Chadash, not Af, but Chadash. Rabbi Yochanan, Orla b'chutzlar, it's halacha l'moshe v'sinai. Rabbi Yochanan said it's halacha l'moshe v'sinai. Vazer l'arasi, v'atani sofik orla ba'aretz asur, Sorry, mutar b'chutzlarts yored v'lokeich, v'lokeich, or yored v'lokeich, or yored v'lokeit. You see that in chutzlarts, you're allowed to, b'sofik, you're allowed to go and take it, you're allowed to go and have the guy give it to you, as long as you don't see him harvest it, so then it's technically a safek. So how can you say it's halacha l'moshe v'sinai? So ishtomim k'shachada, this is sort of a paraphrase from Daniel. For a minute, he was kind of taken aback, he didn't know what to answer. Amar le'ema kachemar. He said, this is how you should read it. And he helped him out. He said, Ravasi, this is how you should read it. Sfeika mutar vada asur. The halacha l'moshe v'sinai was that it's only asur b'vadai. Amar Ravasi, Amar Yochanan, lokin ala kilayim dvar Torah. You get makod for violating kilayim in chutzlarts. So Amar le'ablazim of Yosef anazana kilayim divar sofim. We just said kilayim are derabanan. So lokasha kan b'kilei hakerem kan b'harkavat ilan. Kilei hakerem, mixing seeds with a vineyard, that only applies in the land. But grafted trees, that's everywhere. Why? Kidei Shmuel. Tamar Shmuel, et chukotai tishmaru, the Torah says, in the middle of Parsha Kedoshim, you have to keep my chukim. What's that? Chukim shechakakti l'chakvar. It's referring to laws that I've already engraved in the world, the laws of creation, which are everything being by its own species. And therefore what follows, Bam Tachalot Tobiya Kilayim, you're not allowed to crossbreed animals, Sadchalot Yisra, and you're not allowed to crossbreed fields. So what's that mean? Ma Bam Tachal Bahar Ba'ah, just like the issue of animals is crossbreeding, Hafsadah Bahar Kavah, so the issue with fields is grafting. Not planting seeds together, but grafting trees together. Uma Bam Tachanu Egben Ba'aretz Ben Mechutz La'aretz, crossbreeding animals applies everywhere. Afsadchanu Egben Ba'aretz Ben Mechutz La'aretz, that violation of the field applies everywhere. Ay, Ve'alaktiv Sadcha, but it says your field, which sounds not Chutz La'aretz. Ha'hulim Ute Zorayim Shebechutz La'aretz. That is to exclude seeds. Seeds in Chutz La'aretz is not an issue. The issue is trees. Afcharan Rav Anan Havushkli Ba'azli Ba'urcha. They're walking on the road. Chazyu La'hu Gavar De Kazara Zorayim Ba'yadari. They saw a guy planting seeds together in chutzlarts. Amar le, neitim mar nishpate. So one of them said to the other, let's throw this guy in cherem, because he's violating an isur drabanan of kilayim in chutzlarts. Amar le lo chavritu. He says, you are not very clear on the halacha. They saw a guy planting wheat and barley into a vineyard. This guy we should throw in cherem. Amarle lo tsaritu. You're not bright. You're not shining with the halacha. You don't get it. Lokamalan krabioshia da'amar. Don't we hold that krabioshia who says, ad shizra chita usora v'chartzan mapolet yad. You have to plant wheat, barley, and the grape seeds all in one shot to be violate kilayim d'oraita. So in chutzlar, it's to violate the drabanan has to be that. Rav Yosef mar bizarni v'zara. Rav Yosef used to mix seeds together and plant them. By the way, I'm not a kilayim divrei sofrim. We learn the kilayim are also divrei sofrim. Amar le lo kasha kan mikilei kerem kan mikilei zroim. What's the divrei sofrim? Kilei kerem. I didn't have kerem. I had other seeds. Right, that's mutter. Kilei hakerem the baritz asurim v'ano. And why did they make that distinction? Because kilei hakerem, a vineyard with grains in Eretz Yisrael is asur b'hano. So v'chutz laaretz lami gazur b'rabanan. So v'chutz laaretz we are there also goes there. Kilei zroim the baritz lo asir b'hano. But zroim that in Eretz Yisrael are not asur b'hano. Chutz laaretz lami lo gazur b'rabanan. Chutz laaretz didn't make the gzeir at all. That's what Yosef's takes. So he said it's mutter to mix seeds. How do Rav Yosef love milta yidamri? Rav Yosef said, no, I'm probably wrong. De Rav Zara Ginta Deve Rav, Rav used to have his garden planted Mishari Shari with separate beds for each kind of seed. So my time Allah Mishume Ruve Kilaim isn't because he wanted to avoid Kilaim. So you see that mixing seeds in Chutz Laaretz is Osir. Amalabaya Bishlama Yashmi Inan Arbal Arbaruchot Arugavachat Baemtsa Shapir. I would understand if he was teaching about the four corners of the bed and one in the middle, like the Mishnah Shabbos, the Sugin Kilayim, and he was trying to show how that worked, to show you this is how you have to avoid it, and he went out of his way to plant it that way. Shapir, I would see, was avoiding Kilayim. Hachem Yishum Noah, here he's doing it for aesthetics. Perhaps he was doing it in order to spare the gardener extra work, so he planted them in that fashion. But it wasn't because he was avoiding the Isser. If you were indeed right, that there is no Isser of Kilei HaZroyim in Chutz Laaretz. All right, Rishi, have a wonderful day. We'll pick up in the next podcast, Mirtz Hashem, with the beginning of Mishnah Yod, first half of Mishnah Yod, which, of course, is the last Mishnah in the Perek. Everybody should have a wonderful day.